Honorable members of the European Parliament, honorable speakers, dear Mr. Dole, Mrs. Rogers, Mr. Fernandez, Sven, dear ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for the invitation. Unfortunately, I cannot be with you live today. At this very moment, I am sitting in a plane from the World Conference of Speakers of Parliament in Vienna to the EPP presidency meeting in Berlin. Still, it is of great importance to me to contribute to your meeting by video message. It has been nearly 4 years since the Basel Committee has endorsed the outstanding Basel III reforms. Implementing global standards is and will remain essential. We must promote financial stability and enhance the quality of banking regulation and supervision worldwide. There is evidence of success. Today, banks are much stronger than over 10 years ago. They have better liquidity, capitalization and leverage. This serves us well, also during the COVID-19 pandemic, where banks are part of our solution. While I strongly welcome the deferred timeline for Basel III to increase the operational capacity of banks and supervisors to support our economy during the crisis, the work on a full, timely and consistent implementation must now swiftly continue. Clearly, it is no longer about the if, it is about the how. Ahead of the European Commission's legislative proposal announced for October, it is worthwhile to define clear guiding principles for the implementation of Basel III in Europe. First, it should be timely and faithful to the global standards. We need to provide for legal certainty and signal the European Union's commitment. Second, it should respect the mandate by the European Parliament adopted in November 2016. This means no significant increase in the overall capital requirements. Third, it must take due account of our structural specificities with a primarily bank-financed economy. The diversity of our banking landscape and business models is a strength. Fourth, the proportionality principle must be respected by further reducing compliance costs for smaller and less complex banks. Of course, without watering down prudential standards. Fifth, competitive disadvantages for European banks must be avoided, especially in areas where they compete directly at international level. And sixth, the overall approach must be in line with the goals of our banking union and avoid any further fragmentation of the single rule book. In short, all the consequences for banks, end users and citizens must be duly considered, including our experience with the COVID-19 crisis. In this context, the flexibilities of the Basel standards should be exploited and new adjustments considered wherever duly justified. Some existing elements that address EU specificities, such as the SME supporting factor and the exemptions from the CVA framework, must in my view remain undisputed. Concerning the output floor, our elephant in the room, a Basel compliant solution should be achieved which implements our common objective of reducing excessive risk weight variability and promoting comparability of capital ratios. European solutions are needed in the treatment for equity investments, unrated corporates and specialized lending. Using the discretion for historic losses in the operational risk framework would offer a simple and harmonized solution to decrease the overall impact without deviating from Basel. At the same time, we should not shy away to address structural necessities. We need to move forward on waivers to improve the integration of cross-border banking groups and complete our banking union. In parallel to the implementation of Basel III, the global banking standards need to evolve. We must find answers to our future challenges, such as climate-related risk, digitalization, cyber risk, operational resilience, and increasing debt levels. These risks are crossing borders and sectors. We need global baselines to address them effectively. In the end, it is of course the European Parliament and the Council that will adopt the legislation based on the Commission's proposal, not the Basel Committee. On Basel III, I have the impression that the awareness about the key elements is high. Therefore, I am optimistic that we will find the right balance to square the circle in a close dialogue with all affected authorities, central banks and stakeholders. In this spirit, I wish you a successful event and I am looking forward to continue our excellent cooperation. All the best and good luck.